USA Radio News.
Mourners are filing past the flag-draped casket of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol. The nation's 41st president is lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Former deputy assistant to the president, Brad Blakeman, was on Fox News talking about what's next.
We'll spend all day today and all night having the public come by and pay their respects. Then tomorrow he will go to the cathedral for the National Memorial Service, and then off to Andrews Air Force Base for the final farewell to Washington, then to Houston.
CIA Director Gina Haspel is briefing four senators about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The classified briefing came a week after senators complained that Haspel was not present when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary James Mattis gave a closed briefing last week. The National Hockey League is coming to Seattle. An expansion team was awarded to the city. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Apple CEO Tim Cook believes it's right and moral for technology companies to block hate speech and violent conspiracy theories from their platforms.
We only have one message for those who seek to push hate, division, and violence. You have no place on our platforms.
President Trump is agreeing with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for 90 days while trade talks continue. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News the agreement was not meant to be lengthy.
This is a question of commitments, which is very, very important. It's a question of topics. This is much bigger and much broader than anything we've ever talked about.
Kudlow on how this will help our economy.
It covers a wide variety of areas, including the technology, including tariffs, including purchases of various commodities, agriculture and industrial.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Remembrances across the country continue to pour in for George H.W. Bush. Country music legend Lee Greenwood joins Fox News and shares the last time he was with our 41st president.
My wife and I, Kim, had the chance to visit with him at Kennebunkport. We had some business that took us kind of east. You don't just fall into Maine. You have to go there. And so they allowed us in the compound. Had a moment to sit at the piano and play him a song or two. And I did actually play a little version of God Bless USA, and he would sing along with me, as I know he's done with other people, particularly just before his death. And it was a very warm agenda. They called all the Secret Service people in to sit behind us and kind of listen as well. He was generally interested to talk to me and just kind of relive some of the moments we'd had in the past.
A former First Lady's book is flying off the shelves. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Michelle Obama's Becoming is selling at a pace rarely seen for a political memoir or any nonfiction book. Combined hardcover, ebook, and audio sales in the U.S. and Canada topping 2 million copies in the first 15 days, according to Crown Publishing. It sold 725,000 copies on its first day alone. And the book is also taking off overseas, topping bestseller lists all across Europe.
Urban Meyer will be retiring after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. No reason was given as to why Meyer is stepping down. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.